The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, Ocho, it's time for our first segment of tonight, and it's called a news cap.
News cap. Okay, let me stretch.
I'm getting old, boy.
We've heard Charles Barkley say Bonassus Antetokounmpo, which is Giannis's brother, has better job security than Supreme Court justice, because Supreme Court justice, they're elected for life. Well, Giannis just threw more fuel on the fire when he revealed that Bonassus, that he rejected a deal from Adidas for Nike because of his brother. Bonassus said, we were waiting for 45 minutes and then they brought the contract in and put it in front of me. I was like, okay, great. Where's my brothers? And he was like, no, we're going to sign your brother. We're not going to sign your brother today. We're going to sign yours first and then we'll bring your brother during the weekend to sign. No, thank you. I like it.
That's what I'm talking about. Because you know what? Most of the time, this is what very few of us are in positions to bring each other on.
Mm-hmm.
Very few of us get an opportunity to bring family on.
Mm-hmm.
It happens very seldom. I like what he's doing.
I love it.
And not very many people could do this. Now, when we talk about NBA, we talk about NBA type money. Yeah. If you can turn down an eight-figure deal for a shoe deal from Adidas, you already have fuck you money.
Mm-hmm.
Only then, when you already have fuck you money, can you say, you know what? If you can't sign my brother, don't worry about it. I'm not signing with you.
I love it.
Now, when you make the kind of money Giannis is making, you can do that. Now, everybody is not as fortunate to be in that type of position to do so.
But if you are,
anytime you can bring your family on and put them on in any way, this is awesome. I like it.
Early on,
if I had the leverage, you know, based on me not playing football, and if I happen to be an NBA player, and I would take advantage of these opportunities as well. Because you have to.
You see Giannis in the commercials most of the time, his brother's in there with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Early in my career, bro, Ocho, my brother was who he was, and he would do a card signing. He wouldn't do a card signing unless they brought me.
For real? Hey, that's dope. That's dope.
You know, hey, throw him something. $2,500, $3,000. Hey, whatever, give him something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have a problem. And my thing is that you're right. A lot of us, when we get in position and we can help, like this. But, oh, you have absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish my kid would want to be in this
family.
Field. Huh? Yeah, for sure.
This is family, though. Now, we talk about a brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's a little different. Sometimes you got an entourage. And listen, Unc, everybody can't go now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Listen, Unc, everybody can't go now.
Oh, Joe.
Come on now.
You know who you can vouch for.
Right.
I got homeboys. Hey, this is what they could do. I'm not finna make you president of my company. You might be security.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what you can do. I'm not finna give you no role that you're not qualified for,
but put
you in a role just because you my homeboy. It's not gonna work like that. Yes, I'm gonna put you on in a role that I know that you can handle.
Right.
But you best believe, oh yeah, for sure. I wish my kids wanted to do media. They guess what? They'd be right. They'd be working with daddy side by side. But that ain't what they want to do. And I'm fine with that. But oh, no, absolutely not, Ocho. Everybody can't go where you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember when you was growing up and you asked your granddad or your grandma, hey, can I go? No, you can't go, boy. Mm-hmm. You can't go everywhere. Everybody go. And you have to be okay with that. And you can't feel guilty about leaving some people behind.
Behind, yeah. You can't. But hey, listen, and it's such a dope thing. And it's very few.
Yeah.
Very few that can pull that off. And
LeBron.
Giannis is one of the few. I was just gonna say it. LeBron can do it.
Yes.
I think a KD could do it if he had someone close, a brother that played a game of basketball as well. Some of these I'm trying to think of other names in the NBA that have the cojones.
Well, Steph.
Steph.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they play together or no? Am I tripping?
I think they might have played. They might have played a year. Well, his brother-in-law played with it. Lee, his brother-in-law, he married Steph's sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, 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 very few can do that. Can you imagine?
Steph's brother married Doc's daughter.
That's what it was. I wanted the chat to understand the kind of money you got to be making to turn down an 8-figure shoe deal.
But he Giannis, they want it. They want it. And now it used to be you had a shoe deal. Once you retired, the shoe deal went away. But it's no longer like that since Jordan. Nope. It lives on. You see Kobe. Yeah. Kobe live on. Kobe, it seems to me, Kobe is the new Jordan. I see more players
wearing Jordans.
Wearing Kobe's than they wear Jordan. But Jordan determines, somebody was telling me, Jordan doesn't let you wear, you have to wear the brand Jordan. You don't get to wear his exclusive.
His shoe, right.
Yeah,
you know what's funny when I think about it? I don't think his shoes are that comfortable to play in game anyway, if I'm not mistaken.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, they look good.
I don't think they're
for fashion now. Jordans are more about fashion.
Right.
Than performance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know the funny thing is people always make fun of me. The few times that I have gone to play basketball with some friends of mine down here in Miami, and they always make fun of me. I wear my Jordan 1s. I wear the old school Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
I wear my Jordan 1s to go hoop, and people looking at me crazy like, boy, what is you doing? You don't have no ankle support, no nothing. I say, bro, I need to feel the ground, It's really weird. I need to feel the ground. So when I played football, obviously I was with Reebok during that time because Reebok had the NFL licenses, remember?
Yes.
I had Reebok take all the lining all the support out of my shoe. So all it was a shell,
right,
a cleat, and shoelaces.
Right.
So basically like a track spike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I need to feel the floor, and I don't like ankle support. I don't like ankle support. It's weird. I'm one of the few. Every time I say something or I talk to players, they ask me why your shoes look like that. They do. I just have to feel the floor. I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Ocho. I mean, like I said, I mean, if you can possess that kind, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
They do it all the time.
Oh, yes, they do, because they're afforded more opportunities to do it.
They do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coach Reed has his son. Coach Andy Reed had his son working with him. Coach Belichick had his son working with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But we feel, nah, we can't do that. People going to think it's nepotism. I don't give a damn what y'all think. My company, I'm going to do it.
Right.
Because that's how a lot of coaches, that's how a lot of these younger coaches get started. How you think Cal got started?
Oh, yeah.
Kubiak, who Mike gave the opportunity to be the offensive coordinator.
Right.
When Kube got the job at the Houston Texans, guess who became his offensive coordinator?
Kyle. Yep. But also when you're afforded these opportunities, you know, when it come to us, now you know we be bull jiving now.
Yeah.
You know we be bull jiving. You put somebody on and they don't be wanting to do right.
You
already know what I'm talking about.
Come on, man. Hey, homeboy.
Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So, listen, if you do or you are in that situation and have the opportunity or you're afforded the opportunity to put someone close family member, be sure they understand.
They understand the responsibility that comes along with that.
Take it serious.
Yes.
Take it serious.
Yeah. That's with anything. Man, how many times you think people, hey, homeboy, let your boy, see your boy a couple of bottles of that liquor. I'm like, bro, so.
Oh, you done got that call before? You done got that call?
So I'm saying, Ocho. I say, so let me get this straight. So now I'm a partner with five other guys. So just think about if all my other four partners, every time somebody said, we done gave away the profit. We ain't making no money. We just giving it away.
Right.
I'm like, bro, I don't want a nonprofit. Hey, man, you know the hoodie, man. I saw that hoodie, boy. Let your boy get, bro. I say, you didn't call Gucci or Louis and tell him to hook you up.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
We got to stop that. I just want an opportunity to pay for it.
Right.
I don't ask for nothing. I ain't never asked for anybody. Hey, I'll pay for it. I just want an opportunity to be able to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right, Ocho. It's sometimes that we put people in position and then they take advantage of our kindness.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. I really got to work. Yes, you really got to work.
Yeah.
It's a job. That's why I really, Ocho, honestly, Ocho, I try to stay away from that. I really do. Yeah. I really do, Ocho, because I don't want that situation to ruin a 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 year friendship or relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what'll happen, because I'll fire your ass. I'm running a business, Ocho.
Yeah.
I'm a business.
That's why I can't do that. I don't want to put myself in position where I have to make that kind of decision, where I have to fire or chastise someone that's close to me, especially family. That's bad. I can't do it. Can you imagine? I mean, do you think you could fire somebody close to you?
Stop playing with me, Ocho.
Oh, you took a long time.
No.
But you had to think about it?
Everybody has responsibilities. Everybody has obligations.
Oh, so if they messing up, you ain't got no problem firing family?
None.
Shh. Boy.
None.
Well, you better than me.
None. We got everybody has a responsibility. We are a team.
Yeah.
And we're only as strong as the weakest link. Because if the link is weak, it's gonna break.
Hold on. Stay right there. Stay right there. I'm not letting that one get away. I'm gonna use this in my next argument. I'm gonna use that we are a team.
We are a team. Yes.
And we only as strong as our weakest link.
We're only strong as the weakest link.
All right.
Because Ocho, when you play football, what they always try to get you matched up on? The weakest corner. If you could I'll take the challenge, but if I could avoid Revis and get me 250 yards, why would I go bang my head tussling and grabbing with him with the slot guy in the slot? I know I can go beat him for 3 touchdowns today.
Right.
So that's what you try to do. You try to put yourself in a situation that everything is united. It's a united front. Everybody has to want the same thing.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm finna kill it with that one.
Ash asked my brother. She's like, would you want to work with your brother? He said, nah. He said, no. He said he take it too serious and he worked too hard. He said, he fired me. Ash said, but you wouldn't have to do no heavy. He said, I don't want to do no lifting because I know him. See, y'all, right. Y'all don't know him. I know him.
Right.
See, y'all just see the good side of it. He told Ash that when we went to Savannah State, he showed up, asked him, would he want to do something with me? He said, no. He too serious. He works too hard. I ain't trying to work that hard no more, Ash. That's what he told her.
Man, I can't see you firing Sterling there.
Ash, what did he tell you?
I can't see that.
Ash told me, I'm still not giving up. He knows, man. Look, but
tell Sterling get on one night with us, man.
Man, please. He's gonna have to be at the golf course. He'll stop by the golf course. But you understand that.
Oh, that'd be live, man. Goddamn.
But that's how you have to have it, Ocho. Everybody has to have a common interest. Everybody has to be with. Everybody needs to be obsessed. Because if you look at how Google started. Look at how Amazon started. Look how Microsoft started. Mm-hmm. 3 friends that were obsessed. They were equally invested.
Mm-hmm.
Not one guy, man. Well, you know, I can't come tonight because I got to go such and such. I can't.
Right.
No, we all got to be involved in this thing. So, no.
You know, what's fascinating with those things you just said when it comes to Google, when it comes to Amazon, how friends came about and thought of something that the masses needed.
Yeah.
Thought of something that the masses needed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can think of a plan that the world needs, you can become a billionaire.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy how that works.
Yeah.
Who would have thought of Amazon being able to deliver packages next day worldwide, globally? Like, how do you even start something like that?
Ocho, do you realize Google tried to sell itself to Yahoo for $1 billion? And Yahoo said, no, it's all you overpriced.
Yeah.
Now, Google is probably worth $1 trillion and Yahoo's out of business.
Business, yeah. See how that works? See how God works?
Hey.
See how God works?
Well, we're not going to have a $1 trillion company, but I need people that want to work. And that's what I tell them. It's like, look, when people are like, man, I want a podcast. I say, you do realize it's more than a microphone and a camera.
Yeah, much more than that.
Yeah.
More than that.
People want full-time pay for part-time work.
Not job. Ooh.
You see, Ocho? How can I work three? Because see, they done got jumped on YouTube and they done saw IG. I make $17 trillion a year and I only work 2 days a year. Really?
That's
only in the dictionary does success come before work.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
That's it.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. That's a good one right there. That's a good one right there now. Only in the dictionary does success come before work.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. No, but I just, like I said, I try to keep it separate.
Right.
But my brother, no, we're wired the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I give my sister jobs that she can handle. And that way, you know, because at the end of the day, I understand we're going to be brother. We're going to be family. But
you get the firing people, boy. But it's gonna get shaky.
Where they gonna go? I still pay the bill. Where the hell they gonna go?
Right. That's why I can't do it. I would always keep my family, my brothers. Obviously, my kids are much older now. If at any point they want to, you can't work for me. It ain't gonna work.
Yeah, well,
I don't want no conflict. I don't want to be combative. I don't want to argue about. I don't want to argue about nothing. I just can't. Let's keep it as is. I can't do it. Can you imagine me having to fight one of my kids? They playing around on the job, and you know, I can't do it.
I think the thing is, Ocho, is that you try to keep it. Now, if one of my kids was in media or wanted to do journalism or wanted to do something, they wanted to be a producer or director or something, and
that'd
they wanted to start here,
be
boom, okay. But they went and, you know, daughters graduate med school, sons in medical sales, my daughter's in HR. That wasn't what they wanted to do. And so to try to get them to come over here, what they gonna do? Take Shelly's job, be my assistant? They don't do what Ash does, do it. No. That's not what they want to do. Wimby reportedly declined Drake's offer to come on stage since his teammates couldn't join. Apparently, there was a Drake concert in Austin, and Wimby got asked to come on stage. Wimby asked if his teammates could come up on stage. Drake camp like, no. Wimby said then, I don't want to do it.
Ah. Team player. If one go, we all go.
Yep.
When women go out at night, when one leave, we all leave. You're not leaving with that dude. That team player.
You always bring your one homeboy that gonna take it for the team. Cause you know they're gonna be, they might be two or three nines or tens, but they're gonna be about three or four twos and fews. You know that. You know what I'm saying? Ocho, I'm just saying. Ocho, I'm just saying. So you gotta have a homeboy that's an eight.
That's willing to take one for the team, huh?
You got
to have that.
Yeah.
Drake gotta understand that. Drake gotta understand, like, you know, if Wimby's there, you know he got his partners with him.
Yes.
You know he got his teammates with him. Everybody gotta get love. Everybody gotta get love.
In order to catch a lion, sometimes you got to sacrifice a goat.
Yeah. Boy, hell no, boy. I can't wait. Oh boy. Boy, well, you on fire tonight.
So my homeboy is that sacrificial goat.
Yeah. In order to catch a lion, you got to sacrifice a goat.
Yeah, so that's what my homeboy for. I got this one, homeboy. Hey, ain't no problem. But you know, hey, he done been drinking. He looking at bad look here.
Right.
She looking like Halle Berry to him. He don't know the difference. Please. And you know, hey, you know, alcohol was the original filter. I don't know who did to develop the filter on IG and social media, but alcohol was the original filter.
Yeah.
You like, ooh,
I ain't even drink.
Perfect. She stacked up.
Right.
Man, look here.
So, wait, alcohol messes with the senses like that to where it makes someone appear a little bit more appealing than they actually are?
It makes you think you can fly. So what if when you looking at this woman at 2 o'clock at midnight? And you done had about five or six.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you playing?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. I'm okay. Time out. Chat, y'all excuse me for being and sounding lame. I don't drink alcohol. So I'm trying to give me a better understanding on how someone consuming alcohol.
It breaks down your inhibitions.
That can make someone appear more physically appealing from the eye because of what you drink. That makes absolutely no sense.
Yes. That's what they call them beer goggles. Yeah. Yeah. She looked good when you were drunk. But now you sober. Yes. That happened.
Hey,
alcohol was the original feel. Ask anybody in the chat. They'll tell you.
That's a new one for me. I ain't never heard that.
Yes.
I was drunk, so this individual looks a little bit better than they do when I was sober.
She might be a two. You get enough drinks, she'll be a 10. Give me an hour. She started out as a two, and an hour she was a 10.
Oh man, that's funny. Now that's funny.
But see, my homeboy, They ain't need no alcohol. Gotcha. I never left home without it. He's like an American Express card when I was in high school because I already know he's going to take it.
He got you. Every time.
Sharp, I got you. Nah, you know my friend, I ain't got nobody. I brought somebody for your friend. I couldn't leave your friend out. Your friend is my friend.
Right.
Hell that.
She a high three, too. High three.
Two and few. Look, you know how women travel. Hey, look here. It's just look, on the Serengeti, all the wildebeest and the kudu and the antelope, they not all the same speed.
All the women
that's in together, all of them ain't nines and tens now. Stop that. Just like everybody in the group, everybody that we travel with ain't professional athletes, ain't got deep pockets. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl probably got one to go take one for the team too.
Team two.
While y'all playing? Y'all love that talk about sharing. I can't believe you got some homegirl that'll take one for the team. So you can go be with a Drake or whomever else that's interested in you.
Mm-hmm. Every time. The game is a game. It ain't never changed. You just gotta learn how to play it.
Hey.
Take one for the team. That's crazy. Hey, that brings back memories, man. That's neither here nor there, but it does bring back memories.
Hey. Hmm? Hey. True story. I had a homeboy told a chick. He said, "Look here." He said, "You ugly, I'm ugly.
Whoa.
Let's go fuck our ugly self to death." Real thoughts, what a God. I put it right now what he told him. He said, "You ugly." She's talking about, I ain't ugly. She said, you a lot. You're ugly. I'm ugly too. That's why we work together. Now come on.
Oh man. That's
bad. Hey, look here. I promise you. I know people think, I might add a little yeast to the story every once in a while. But that is 1,000%. Everything I said, Ocho, I make it funny, but everything I said is true. He's all of that.
Straight out.
I'm ugly.
I'm ugly.
You ugly.
We might as well make it do what it do.
Make her let go, man. Fuck our ugly self to death.
That ain't gonna work today. you can't tell nobody they are not appealing to the eye. Everybody believes they are a 9 or a 10.
Y'all be, and you better run cockeye. Yeah. Ain't no
telling. Oh
man, please, Ojo. Man, please, they better stop.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detail inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Bojo, we finna go. Hold on. Ocho, have you seen the viral video of a text message screenshot between a client and a lash tech? A lash tech in Chicago had her Mercedes being set on fire by an angry customer. The client drove an hour to the lash tech, refused to squeeze her in on the date's promise, and the client set the lash tech's car on fire. And the car was on surveillance. There was a surveillance video of showing it happening. Look at this, Ocho.
Ooh. Hey, boy, listen. It's one thing about women. There are two things they don't play with. They don't play about their upkeep. Women do not play about their upkeep. Now listen, maybe the chat knows, for those that do know me throughout the years, I do lashes. So I understand what this woman is going through. I understand what she's going through. I don't condone that. You don't touch nobody else's belongings. Now you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You don't do nothing like that.
No.
But when it comes to lashes, I understand the importance of it, because a set of lashes can change everything about your appearance.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. And people in the chat, ladies, if y'all need some lashes, you can go check my work on my YouTube tutorial. I can do whatever you want. If you're in a rush, I can do strips. If you want minks, I can do minks. I can do individuals, hybrid, mega volume, classic. Let me know what you need. Volume, I do it all.
Not you.
I'm just plugging my business. I'm just plugging my business.
I get it, Ocho, but I mean, I was out the game, so I didn't really know anything. I ain't know nothing about no BBLs, about no fake lashes. I ain't know nothing because I was in a relationship. So I ain't know nothing about that.
Wait, then you was in a relationship, that's a part of her upkeep.
No, she didn't have lashes. No BBLs. Her lashes were naturally long.
Long?
Yeah.
Okay. We all ain't able. Yeah.
And so I was like, till I came to California. Now I knew about, you know, getting your eyebrows and stuff like that, because I let my daughter coax me into going to get my eyebrows threaded.
Yeah.
Me and my son, she told me, come on, daddy, it don't hurt. I was like, Key, I asked my son, I said, Key, you gonna do it? He like, yeah, I'll do it if you do it. I said, okay. But see, he got thick brows. He got brows
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, we both up in that chair crying. Man, that threaded.
Yeah.
I said, oh Lord, after my tear coming down my man. I say, oh no, never would I do this.
That's it. You one time you out, huh? I remember.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Let her talk me and Key into that bull jive. Oh no.
Yeah, I never forget. I took classes when I was in college. When I was at Santa Monica Junior College, I took cosmetology classes. And obviously, I was taking it because I needed the credit just to be able to play, to get on the field. But then I started, listen, the funny thing about it, Uncle, I started to take the classes serious. And I got a better understanding about, you know what, I thought about how much money I could save. Look about the money I could save if I'm dealing with a woman, I don't have to pay for her upkeep.
I'll pay for it.
I ain't paying for it when I can do it myself. So I'm like a one-stop shop. Listen, I can do your hair. I can do your nails. I can do your makeup. I can do makeup and all. I do all that. I do makeup. I can do wigs, lace front. I can braid. Matter of fact, it's so funny. Three of the best hairstylists right now in the world, black folk.
Yeah.
You know, I put them on. I don't ask for no credit. I just let them act like they do everything. They color wigs, they lay wigs. Listen, and I hope one day they give me my credit. Arrogant Tay, I know you're going to see this. Anytime you want to give me my credit. Lonzo, Jonathan, tell them who put you on. Like, I started them boys in that business of, you know, boom, nigga, laying it down to the T. Well, I was one of the best in college when it came to doing wigs and coloring wigs and doing lace fronts and installing. Like, I did that. That was me. But I had to go play football. That
ain't
like
no wrong with
doing,
that.
Doing hair wasn't in my ministry unless it had to do with my woman. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's you know what you're talking about. I just wanted to share that little piece.
My sister used to tweeze her eyebrows.
Wait, that hurt.
Yeah. And then draw some in. I said, why don't you just leave them? What the hell? I was like,
oh,
why
shit.
You pluck them out? To draw more in? Yes. I went to school with a girl. She plucked the eyelashes.
Wait, she plucked the eyelashes and then put strips in, obviously.
No, she ain't have no eyelashes. I don't know if she got some now, but that's what she did in high school. Women will do to, and that's for guys. Women will go all out. Man, Ocho,
women said they don't do nothing for men.
They're lying.
This is for them. This is for their upkeep, so they can feel better about themselves.
Ocho, I saw a lady working in the airport, walking through it with a BBL.
Well, how you know that?
You see what you did? I said the same thing. I'm like,
what? But what if it was natural? Because you know our women.
You
are
know how you on BBL. You can't have a turkey drumstick on a toothpick and talk about it's real.
Oh, okay. It ain't matching. It wasn't matching.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. But you have to understand what it does now. You know, men, we are visual creatures. We are visual creatures. So women have a great understanding that the better, if you enhance your appearance,
well, you would be Jordan, as a matter of fact, Jordan was laughing. I said, Jordan, why she?
Right.
Jordan, like, hey, Jordan, talk about, you know, a lot of men be passing through the airport. She tried to get one.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was getting ready to say.
Jordan was with me.
Yeah.
I said, Jordan, why she do that? Jordan, this dummy. tell about, you know, men be coming through the airport. They like, hey.
Yeah.
Get a number and come back. I say, man, stop it.
I think that's why a lot of women do it. Obviously for themselves, but the appearance, when you want to enhance your appearance, it increases the volume of men trying to get at you. A different type of man.
But hold on though, Ocho.
Yeah.
Now you do realize every 3 years they change the body style on a car.
Yes, sir.
So you know the BBL now it's about time to change the body style on a woman, right? Okay now. Okay.
Do you think curves will ever go away? Curves will never go out of style, depending on where you're from.
There used to be a time the curve wasn't in style. Everybody wanted flat booty. Except the sisters, they couldn't do nothing about it.
Oh, okay. I wanted to say.
They wanted big, they had big chests, ironing boards. The sisters always had little chests and big butts. They always had them donkeys.
Right. I don't think that'd ever go anywhere though. I don't think that it'd never go anywhere. The evolution of the ass will never die.
I see more women with glute videos, doing sumo squats, belt squats, Bulgarian split lunges, lunges
trying
and all that.
Trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, trying to accentuate it.
Okay. You're right. Teach his own. It depends.
For sure. I don't knock nobody. That's you. I just ain't going to pay for it now. I'm just telling you now. I got limits on that.
Wait. You got limits?
Yeah, I got limits.
Man, Uncle Ubi, you pay all the bills. You buy Chanel bags.
What did I tell you?
You don't want to get no BBL?
What did I tell you my grandfather say? Be careful fattening frogs for another snake to eat. Now you putting all them BBLs and you putting them fillers in and you putting them boobs in, and another snake gonna come right along, and that frog that you fattened up, another snake gonna eat it.
That's a good one right there.
Now you give me the stuff back that you gave her because you not gonna let her have it out on a date with another dude. Now just imagine. Them old nice, tender, plump lips. Kissing on him and doing other things. I can't even talk about it on digital. Them lips,
that's that hurt there. But just the thought of it. But I need all mine back. I'm just saying, if at any point, I'm just obviously speaking hypothetical. If I paid for, you know, your breast to get done. If I paid for your lips, or if I paid for, you know, your body, just whatever it might be, and we don't work out, I need them C cups.
I need them C cups you ain't back. Getting them back.
Man, I need them C cups back. I need that ass back. I need all that. Run me that back. And you had the new dude send you to Dr. Jung Miami down in Houston and Dr. Miami, let them. No, I need my ass and my titties back and my lip filler. Give me them lip fillers too. Matter of fact, you know what? Take them lashes off too, because I put them lashes on. Give me them lashes and give me that goddamn wig. I could let my next chick use that wig.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. They know nice, full, plump lips, the most succulent lips that you used to bite on.
Yeah.
And somebody else getting that Gluck 3000 special. Yo, man, you rolling over.
The game is the game, Unc. She's eating on somebody else's glizzy. Yeah.
You know, yeah, it used to be for you, Ocho. Now she on somebody else's glizzy.
Hey, I used to have a saying, you know, I've been saying it on Twitter for a very long time. I've been telling young fellas and preaching for a very long time. She's not yours, it's just your turn. Listen, she's not yours. It's just your turn. Now, if you want to change things, you can take it to the depths and to the courthouse and make it official. And sometimes, statistically, when you look at that, it's still a case not yours. And, you know, but I mean, it's just life. It's just the way it is, huh? It's the way it is, man. You know, you go in with dreams and aspirations of wanting to be with an individual for the rest of your life. Sometimes it just didn't work that way.
No.
It's so just the way to
come. That's all I'm saying. Like I said, I ain't got no problem. Yeah, I'm going to take care of the bills, because once I leave, he can take that over. But you ain't finna take no lips and all them fillers and them that boot. Oh, no.
Oh.
I could never let you walk out with that.
Uh-uh. But you taking back, I'm just curious. You taking back jewelry and purses too?
No.
Oh, you let him keep jewelry and purses?
I let him keep the jewelry. Ocho, see, when I say I take it back, I had it.
Right.
But I didn't give it. Because they ticked me off before they got it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah,
so I still got them.
Right.
Somebody else gonna be lucky to get that. I got that rail bag in black.
Yeah.
That big gold what she got.
I got
a LV that they don't like a limited edition LV. I got Chanel. Oh, I got a bunch of stuff.
Hey, so you like Drake, you got a bunch of stuff just waiting on the right one to come along to be able to bless him.
Yep.
That's dope.
Yep.
That's live.
Well, my sister gonna be walking around with a $20,000 bag. Oh, but she got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, man, that's live. That's live. I'm just thinking about it, man. Just like, oh, hell nah. Uh-uh, honey. You finna leave me? Let me get that ass and them titties back. I'm just in general. Like, how you gonna... I've invested my money to help you with your appearance. And then now we don't work out. Now you going to the next man and he get to play with what I paid for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna bring I'm gonna bring him down tomorrow. Tomorrow we're gonna do a segment. I'm gonna show you the stuff that I got.
For real?
Yeah. I got a couple of bags upstairs.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
That's live.
As a matter of fact, one of them might have Christmas wrapping on. I think one of them got Christmas wrappers on it. I'm about to take it out of Christmas wrapping.
Man, that's crazy.
Ocho, change the style. Now it's time for, whoo, this is a good one. Ocho, this is a doozy. This is a doozy, what? Ocho. Now it's time for Nightcap After Dark.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Nightcap After Dark. I got...
Ocho, I'm very excited for us to talk about this story, Ocho.
Take my jacket off.
Yeah. I'm gonna let the story speak for itself. Let's take a listen, Ocho.
This is the wildest Ask Uncut we have ever received.
I'm at an absolute loss. My fiance and I have been together for 6 years. We have an amazing relationship, and shortly after we got engaged, we decided to make our secret fantasy a reality. I asked my fiance if he would be willing to have a threesome. A one-off experience for us both before we get married. We both agreed to doing this, and I ended up asking a friend of mine if she would be willing. We all agreed, and after a lot of great communication, we worked out what we were okay with and how it would all go down. Fast forward to the night, we all had quite a bit to drink. To be honest, the whole night felt like an exciting blur. Last week, she called and dropped an absolute bombshell on us. She called me when I was at work and told me that she was pregnant.
I don't even have words.
Pregante. And that my fiancé is the father. I called my fiancé straight away. He said, oh my God, I actually think the condom did break, but I was too drunk to remember or to even think about talking about it. She's decided to keep the baby.
Holy shit.
I know. She says, I feel really blindsided. I have no idea what to do. How do I even process this? My fiancé and I do want kids together one day, but the idea of him having a baby with another woman makes me feel sick. How do we explain this to friends and family? How do we know if this can even work? I feel so overwhelmed. I don't know.
Oh, hell nah. Hell nah. Boy, hey. Man, listen. I like the energy. I like the enthusiasm, the spice of the relationship, you know, to do things a little different. I like that part. Mm-mm. But I don't like the back end.
What you expect? Anything could go wrong, Ocho.
The threesome, beautiful idea. Beautiful idea.
Yeah,
having fun, the role playing, doing whatever. I mean, people do different things. But she got pregnant and she kept it.
She gonna keep it, yes.
But she said the girl was her friend.
Okay.
So obviously, not only is it a friend, it's somebody that you trust and confide in, and understanding that, you know what, we can do this, and I trust you, and nothing is going to get out. Mm-mm. And dude just, and he don't remember, and then they was drunk with the night was a blur?
Yes.
Oh, come on, now. Every time alcohol is involved,
mm-hmm.
You get people pregnant when you're drunk, and obviously, and when you get drunk too, or you drink alcohol, excuse me, people start to look better than they normally do.
Oh, Joe, yes. See.
Oh, hell nah.
Alcohol changes your behavior. It doesn't change your morals. You see, alcohol, see, a drunk mouth is a sober mind thought. Mm. See, because see, it won't allow you to do anything you didn't think about, at least sober. And then drinking gives you the ability, it breaks down the inhibitions. Things that you wouldn't normally do, that's why they call it liquid courage. Why you think they call it liquid courage? Because all of a sudden you get this, man, I can do this. Bruh, right. You can't fly. We 20 stories up. You can't do it. Yes, I can. He realized it, but it's too late that he can't fly.
Right.
Mm. Yes, Ocho.
That's what I'm
Ocho, would you ever do a threesome?
Time out. Come on. You played in the NFL for a very long time.
Ocho, you know my saying, Ocho. I like my women like basketball. One-on-one and as little dribbling as possible. I'm going to the paint. I'm going to back them down, Ocho. I'm backing them down. That's all I want, Ocho. That's all I want, Ocho. It ain't no team. And you ain't no double team. Ain't no two-on-one. It ain't no two-on-one. Ain't none of that. I need one-on-one. Me and you, we at the park. Okay. Come on with it now.
I'm just asking.
Oh, no.
I'm just asking. I mean, I ain't never had one. I just thought you might have.
I wouldn't even think about it now. I wouldn't even think in today's me being who I am.
You won't even get on the elevator with people. So I know you ain't think about it now. I was talking about you know, 30 years ago.
Mm-mm.
At some point, maybe some time in college. Mm-mm. No?
I'm on the island by myself. I'm prime time.
Right.
What you got, buddy?
Right.
That's it.
That's funny. And obviously, Chad, y'all know I know my situation. I've shared it before. I'm in a position where I can't have no threesome unk. And I already got one right here in the household making fun of me now. Can you imagine? I asked for a threesome, not only am I embarrassing her, I'm going to embarrass the person that gonna know, ooh, this what you got to sleep with every night? I can't embarrass my people like that.
Yeah.
You know? And then you know, people ask me, boy, why your girl, why she call you 33? Why she call you 33? And then, well, now you know. 3 inches in 3 minutes. That's all you get. That's all you getting out of me. I ain't got nothing else for you.
I can't do it, Ocho. I can't. Ocho, you know it's going to go wrong.
Yeah. Well, not all the time. I think I've heard successful threesome stories. I mean, I'm sure there are successful ones. And normally couples that have been married, have been together for a very long time, they like to spice their relationship up and bring somebody into the bedroom. It's something I've heard the stories before. I've read it in books.
No,
I think
I ain't gonna do no swinging.
Wait, you ain't ever been to the swing? You ain't ever been to swing club? You don't got to participate.
I've been
to
the park.
Watch.
I went to the park. I used to go to the park all the time, and I got on the swing. That's the only swing I'm doing.
Listen,
I used to jump out the back, land on my feet,
right.
Jump out the front, do the Simone Biles. I was doing the Simone
right.
Biles, but
right.
Simone Biles hit me about, you know, 360.
Right.
Oh, no.
I think you should come to Miami.
Mm-mm, I don't want
to
go there.
Let's stay with me now. I'm gonna take you to Trapeze, or I'm gonna take you to Red Velvet. Now we ain't got to participate, but we can watch. We can do the show from the Swingers Club.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Man, think I'm finna let somebody I'm finna be there while somebody blow my old lady back out? Oh no. And beat the brakes off my old lady.
I mean,
no way.
You gotta.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. No, that's why I go. That's why I keep. That's why.
Oh man.
Hey, look at man. Y'all, y'all know. Hey, sex is not a team sport. It's a one-on-one sport.
Yeah.
Man, that's it.
It depends. It depends on who you are.
I know who I am. It's been team. I don't want no part of that, Ocho. Oh, no. Man, look, Ocho, I'm in a different place now.
Right.
I'm in a different place.
I understand. But listen, I'm
extremely, Ocho, this is how I'm telling you this. No means no.
Right.
Baby means no.
Right.
Yes means no tomorrow.
Yes means no.
Hey, bro, are you sure? Are you 100% categorically for certain?
Right.
Nah, we go, hey, look here. We're not going to do this tonight.
Right.
Tomorrow, I want you to think about this for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hey,
that's funny.
I would one night stand. What? I ain't going home with you.
At all, huh?
No.
Damn, huh? I'm mad. I'm mad you got to live like that, man.
I'm okay. I'm good now.
I'm thinking about, like, what we talk about. I'm thinking about the good days, the good times, you know, as the younger me, you know, the having fun and you know, exploring and doing some of the things I would probably never do now in my 50s. I would never do it now at 56. But, you know, it's, man, just reliving those days and thinking about them.
But don't think I didn't think about it now.
Okay. Oh, you thought, okay. Wait, it's one thing to think, but then it's one thing to think, but actually putting it in action is even much better.
But I just always felt somebody going to dime me out.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, you always got to do it with somebody you trust. Somebody, you know, long 10, 15 year relationships or friendships in general are the ones you can trust when you want to do things.
You know, you want somebody you just like, hey, you know, you see all these movies, you meet somebody on the plane, or you meet somebody at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what I want somebody I know 15 years. That ain't no fun in that.
Okay, I see. Wait, but known him that long, but never went there. Never, you know, no type of, you know, interest in that way, especially horizontally or vertically.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're into.
All right, Ocho, it's time for your favorite segment right now.
What we got?
Bello Cinco.
Hold on. It's cold as hell in here. I gotta
go ahead, put your jacket back on.
Nah, I don't need it. I just want to show y'all my hat. I'm ready.
Babe. Ocho, you remember last time you went over with that hat? That hat bad look.
I ain't going over tonight.
Okay, Ocho, tonight is all current NBA players' names. You have to spell their last names.
Oh, come on, man. I don't know them boys like that.
This is easy. This is the easiest one you're ever going to get. He played in tonight's game. He's the point guard for the New Orleans Pelicans, and his name is C.J. McCollum. McCollum.
Please use the word McCollum in a sentence.
C.J. McCollum missed the last shot tonight that would have won the game for the Pelicans. McCollum.
C.J. McCollum. McCollum.
C.J. McCollum. Ding, 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 ding.
Let's go.
The next one is Bismarck Biyombo. The last name is Biyombo.
What? Is that, wait a minute. Is that of Nigerian descent?
I think he's from Congo.
Biyombo. Wait, say it again. I'm going to get this. I don't care. Chat, this is for y'all. Chat,
Biyombo. Biyombo.
Biyombo. Biyombo. Biyombo. Biyombo. Biyombo. Biyombo. Okay, here we go. B-I-Y-A-M-B-O.
Close.
Damn.
B-I-Y-O-M-B-O. Biyombo.
Damn. Okay. Okay, that's one and one. I'm ready.
His last name is Siakam. His first name is Pascal. Pascal Siakam. Spell Siakam.
Wait, that's the one from the Raptors.
He used to play with the Raptors. He got traded to the Indiana Pacers now. He's currently on the Pacers.
He wear number 43. Am I right?
Yep.
S-I-A-K-A-M.
Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, okay. Correct. And I only know that because I've seen him play multiple times. And I remember how to spell that last name. Hey, let's go. Yeah.
This guy also.
I'm not getting no more wrong. I'm telling you, I'm like that. Let's go.
This guy played tonight. He plays for the Pelicans also. He's of Lithuanian descent. Valančiūnas.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Come on, huh? You know I don't know how to spell Valentine.
V-A-L-A-N-C-I-U-N-A-S. Valančiūnas.
You cheat. Ain't no way in hell I was going to get okay, that right.
This one. You go get this one.
Okay, here we go. Where we at?
He's of Nigerian descent.
Okay, I'm Nigerian. I'm a Yahoo boy.
He was raised in Greece, and he's known as the Greek freak. His name is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What? Anta. A-N-T-I-K-O-U-M-P-U.
A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O. Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's a hard one. Listen, that's a hard one.
And the bonus is Mikaeluk.
Who?
Mikaeluk.
Wait, use it in a sentence.
Fee.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, Fee. Fee Mikaeluk. Mikaeluk is an accurate three-point shooter.
McKay Luke. McKay. For some reason, I think it's MCK.
Okay.
McKay Luke. L-U-K-E.
M-Y-K-H-A-I-L-I-U-K. Fee McKay Luke.
How in the hell was I going to get that? What the hell?
Man. So let me guess. You wanted me to give you Curry, James, and Durant, huh?
Yeah. You give me these international players with names and...
You got two, man. That was good. You got two.
Yeah, okay. I got two.
You got two.
That was me.
Siakam. I didn't think you'd go get Siakam.
No, because I've seen him play over and over and over. And the last name, it rung a bell on how to spell.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Now, it's time for your revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Last segment of the night. And it's time to dunk on...
Hold on. I got to get to it. All right, here we go. Let me open these up a little bit. Hey.
I ain't going to get none of them tonight, Ocho.
Oh, no. You ain't getting these. Trust me. Hey, it's cold as hell here. Hold on. Shit. Hey, trust and believe you're not getting these. You might have a great football knowledge, but tonight, Dunk on Unk is about basketball. It's about basketball because we're in the playoffs. So let me put my hoodie back on. Hey, look at my gun. Them 30 inch pythons.
Yeah, I see them.
Oh yeah, it's on chat. Chat, we got him on the ropes with the first question, chat. We got him on the ropes. Okay, first question. You ready?
Yep.
Michael Jordan has the highest playoff point per game average in NBA history at 33.4 per game.
Mm-hmm.
Which active player is second all time with the most active point per game average right now, second all time?
If I'm not mistaken, I think he's from Slovenia. I'm going to say Luka Doncic.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? That was just a warm-up question. That's all. That's
just to get the... Is it right? I need you to tell
me. You got it right. You got it right. But listen, it was just a warm-up question. Obviously,
I'm like Steve Ballmer on the sideline when the Clippers do something good.
Yeah. Listen, that was a lead-up question.
Okay.
So I could humble you on the second question. Obviously, okay. You know Luka averages 32 a game.
Yeah.
That was really easy. That's why I gave you that. I gave you that one on purpose.
I appreciate that.
But you ain't going to get this one, though.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. This is how you humble them, chat. Watch this. Which head coach has the most regular season victories without winning an NBA title?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which head coach has the most regular season victories without winning an NBA title? Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to go, it's one or two. I'm going to say Don Nelson.
Are you sure you want to say Don Nelson?
I want to say Don Nelson.
Motherfucker.
That boy ain't good. Boy, I'm telling you, Joe, when you give me that, I'm just going through. It's going through the computer. It's rapidly going through the computer, and then I gotta spit it out.
Nah, man, you cheating over there, man. Where Ash at, man?
Ash in the cut.
Tell him don't be helping you back there, man. Listen, Don Nelson was the correct answer. He has 1,335 regular season wins, most all time without a championship, followed by the Jazz coach, Jerry Sloan. Yeah. Okay, number three. Here we go. Chat, we got him on this one, chat. There is only one Finals MVP winner that is eligible for the Hall of Fame that has not been voted in. Who is that player? There's only one Finals MVP winner that is eligible for the Hall of Fame that has not been voted in. Who is that player?
Wow. He's eligible.
Yeah. Where that database at? Huh?
Hold on. Give me a second now, because I got to run through this thing right quick.
All right. Mm-hmm.
He's currently eligible or he will be eligible? He's currently eligible.
Currently eligible.
He started at 69. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Cornbread Maxwell, I don't know.
Who?
Cedric Cornbread Maxwell. Come on, old Joe.
Hey, y'all cheating over there, man. Somebody over there, man. Hey, you got to hold your hands up, man. You typing on something, man. You got to hold your hands up. Hey, chat, ain't no way in hell.
He was the Finals MVP in 1981 when the Celtics beat the Rockets. Larry Bird scored 6-8 points in both games, 5-6. Cedric Cornbread Maxwell. I think he's out of University of Charlotte.
Hell nah. I ain't going for that. Hey, put your hands in there on this next question, man. So I got to make sure you ain't typing nothing. You got the first three right, man. Something ain't right. LeBron James has played in 282 playoff games, most in NBA history. Who is behind him with 259 games played?
Oh, I got this. It's easy right here. They were easy right here.
Who this?
He was left-handed. He played with the Lakers, played with the Jazz, played with OKC, Derek Fisher.
Fuck, man.
That's my game. And I left it. But that computer, Ocho, I'm telling you.
Chat, he cheating. Chat, y'all got to do something, man.
I put that on my credit.
If y'all can see something, look in his glasses. Just look in his glasses and let me know if you see something. Question number five. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan only faced one player that outscored him in a playoff series.
Oh my God.
It was during the 1985 playoffs. Who was that player?
1985.
If you get this, I'm walking out.
Oh my goodness. I'm assuming it was with the Bucks. The guy had to be with the Bucks because he went out in the playoffs in the first round, his first three appearances. Who's with the Bucks? Who was good on the Bucks back then?
Jason Terry?
Oh, my goodness.
Giannis?
Terry Cummings. Don't do me like that, hot shot. That's a
beautiful. Hey, chat. Come on, man. Hey, chat.
That's a
something ain't right, man.
That's a beautiful show. What did you put in
there? Hey, chat. Nah, hey, you cheating, man.
That computer,
nah, you the hell, nah.
That computer,
nah, you cheating. That ain't no computer. That's AI. Hey, that's AI. That ain't no computer. That's AI. Nah, man.
Y'all better stop playing with me. I told y'all, man.
Wait, let me look at the chat, man. The chat got to see some.
Ain't nothing to see. Ain't nothing to see.
He went to DePaul University.
Nah, Unc, you cheating, man.
Oh, how am I going to cheat? I'm saying the answers. They don't know the answers in the chat.
No, you know what? You're looking at the chat. See the chat. The chat giving you the answer, man.
They didn't give me no answer.
Because they listening. They listen to the question, and then they put it in the chat, and then you read it from the chat.
I put it on my granny.
Nah, you got to close your eyes. You got to close your eyes on this last one.
Okay.
You got to close your eyes.
Okay.
Because ain't no way in hell you getting all these, man. Hell no. Well, these is hard questions, man, because I don't even know these.
I know you don't, Ocho. I'm a student of the Ocho. I study sports.
I've been studying sports since 87.
This was in 85, though.
Last question. You can close your eyes. Don't cheat. Don't even look at the chat. Who was the last four-year college player to go number one overall in the NBA draft? Who was the last four-year college player to go number one in the NBA draft?
Kenya Martin in 1999.
Okay. That's a good one. I knew you was going to know that one. Because I knew that one. Hold on. And you know why I knew that one? Where did Kenyon Martin go to college?
University of Cincinnati.
That's why I knew that one. Okay.
Huh?
All right, you know, you did your big one tonight, but I think the first four, the chat helped you. The chat helped you. Because you got
Ocho,
the chat right in front of you.
I went 5 for 5 the last two nights, Ocho.
No, because the chat is, I just caught on, like, when I asked the question, the chat be putting the answers in there. And
the chat didn't know, chat, that y'all know y'all ain't helping me with none of these.
Nah. It just dawned on me. So as I asked the question, the chat started putting the answers.
The chat didn't know.
Hold on, let me finish. You'll wait, you'll relax, you'll ponder for a minute. And you'll process it because you already see it in the chat, but you'll wait a little bit, and then you'll say the answer.
The chat didn't know Cornbread Maxwell. They didn't know Cornbread. I knew Cornbread.
I didn't give you his first name.
I gave you his nickname, what they called him.
Yeah, because somebody in the chat said the nickname, too. Yeah.
Oh, Joe, the boy good.
Yeah, you cheated.
Nah, man. You cheated.
Ocho. I mean, you almost had me a couple times, Ocho.
Nah, you cheated.
I was like, hold on. You cheated me.
I'm convinced. There's no way you're able to process sports like that.
I am, actually.
Different genres. Genres?
Eras.
Eras.
Yeah.
I mean, like, now I can do it. But just, no.
Ocho, I'm telling you, Ocho, I'm good with this stuff.
Nah.
Track and field, basketball, baseball, football, Ocho.
I can only do that. I'm just gonna be honest. I can only do that with soccer, boxing, and football.
Now you asked me some soccer, but I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, I can only do that. I mean, go back 80s, 70s.
I ain't got that.
Yeah, that basketball. I gotta work on that.
All right, Ocho. It's time for our last segment of the day, and it's called Q&A. Stephen Bass 314 say, just got my LaPortier Wednesday, and as the cognac drinker, it's well worth the wait. Can you speak to us for those strong work ethic, but we're not afforded the same opportunity to be successful as other has? That's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you can work, and that's the frustrating part about it, Ocho, is that sometimes you can work so hard and then you look and somebody else is getting ahead of you and you don't think they're working as hard as you are. And that can be very frustrating. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I just like, well, I'm just going to continue to work. And if God sees fit for me to move a step up, that's what it is. Cause I can't do anything about that, Ocho. Cause I don't know that person's situation. What's hard work to me or not hard work to me might be extenuating to them.
Right.
So it is frustrating. I mean, come on. We've all been there. Hey, man, I'm doing all this. I'm working my tail off. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking over here and this dude come out the game. He run them little sorry routes. And I'm working my butt off. And he got 10 catches. He lead the game with 10 catches and I got six.
Listen, sometimes it's the way the cookie crumbles. Sometimes you put in all the work and you don't get the results. Sometimes you put in all the work and you don't get the results you want. Somebody else maybe cuts a corner, maybe doesn't put in the work that you have. I mean, it happens. There's this old saying, this old adage, at times life isn't fair.
It's not.
And it's because of situations like that. You're doing all the right thing, doing all the things people are saying you're supposed to do. If you work hard, well, the results are supposed to show themselves. All the time you put in hard work or you sacrifice, sometimes the results don't always show up.
But how about this? What if that aspect is fair? As long as you don't measure your success by what somebody else is doing that you determine is not working as hard as you. You see, a lot of times what gets us frustrated is that we're measuring our worth by their success.
Okay, I like that.
You see what I'm saying, Ocho? I'm doing all this, but that was the thing. And I started like, once I stopped measuring my success by what others did, life became a lot easier, Ocho. Yeah. It's a lot less stressful. I didn't have the headaches that I had because I was worried about like, well, you know what? Maybe life is fair.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what your life was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that'll always keep you down.
What?
Comparing your life to somebody else's. Comparison is the thief of joy.
It absolutely
is. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Yep.
Well, hell, I'm putting in the work. How come I ain't got that? Well, I work this job. How come I ain't driving that?
Man.
Shit, boy.
Ocho, I had a girlfriend. They taking all these vacations. They go here. They go there. Oh, and I know you got more money than them.
Uh-oh. Get it together, Unc. What you told her? Hold on, wait. Before you say what you told, let me give me another. I know you're finna give me a good one. Go ahead. I'm ready now.
I was like, but that's their life. Mm. That's not our life.
Okay.
You're trying to live their life over here.
Ooh.
At the end of the day, Ocho, you can only be who you are.
Right.
I said, I'm not a vacation type of guy. And I told you that. And you were okay with that.
Mm.
Until
now you want to live like them.
Until your friends started saying, well, Shannon got all this money. He's doing this. He's doing that. Why don't y'all go here? Y'all can stay in a nicer place than what I stayed in. So now they're putting pressure on you. You right. bring that back and put pressure on me. So right. you allowing them to mess up our home.
Which happens all the time. Happens all the time.
Robert Paul Jr. said, hey, Uncle Ocho, it's always a great time on the show. It's my birthday. Do you think I can get a shout out? Thanks a million. If either of you ever want to create a children's book, look me up. I'm an illustrator. Stay blessed. Robert Paul, thank you, bro. Appreciate all the support that you've given Nightcap. Uncle Ocho, thank you for the support. Thank you for tuning in, catching us. And you know what? I might take you up on that offer, Robert. Might take you up on that offer.
Happy birthday.
Raheem Cunningham said, hey, Unc, my older brother Ricky about to get married to his fiancée Stacey in 2 weeks in Jamaica. Could you give them a special shout-out? Ocho, if you don't mind, you can come to Jamaica, crash the wedding. We love Nightcap. Ricky, congratulations to you and your beautiful bride. Destination wedding. Oh, man, that's incredible.
Congrats.
Man, guys, I hope you have a long, long, happy, healthy marriage.
Oh, yeah. If you need somebody to perform, let me know.
Perform what?
At the wedding.
What you gonna perform? What instrument you play?
No, I'm gonna sing Two Occasions.
You only think of them a day or night? You only think you. Oh, Lord have mercy.
On two occasions.
Lord have mercy. Kemper Norwood Jr. said, Uncle Ocho, do y'all like lemon cake or strawberry cake better?
Neither one. Yellow cake, chocolate icing. Yellow cake, chocolate icing, Betty Crocker. They sell it at Publix. Yellow cake, chocolate icing. Talk to me.
I like the lemon cake that Ash occasionally brings me from Starbucks, but probably strawberry.
Come on, man. Strawberry.
Yeah. Now, I like red velvet. But only from the lady that's in Glenville. She only makes it. That's the only red velvet cake I like. It's got to be that.
I ain't never had no red velvet cake ever.
Yeah.
All I've eaten is my Betty Crocker yellow cake, chocolate icing. And I eat cupcakes from Publix.
You don't need no
and birthday cakes from Publix. Because I don't know what kind of cake they be using at Publix. But golly. Woo.
Dr. Frank L. Bellamy says, out of all things you guys own, collect, which are your most meaning? Which has the most meaning?
My kids.
You didn't collect them. And you don't own them.
I did collect them. I collect kids like Pokemons. let me think. What you got? What you got? Because I don't really collect anything.
Oh, I don't collect much. I used to collect paper money. Paper money, currency.
Oh, currency. Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, from different places.
No. US. So I have every denomination from a dollar bill all the way to 10,000.
Okay.
So I have a 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 100, 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. They made 7 100,000, but I think they're either private collectors or all in the Smithsonian now.
Right.
I gave my grandmother for like $30 worth of silver dollars. I gave her $2,000 because I just wanted them because I knew she had them for a long time. Probably those silver dollars. I had a watch. My brother got me a watch for graduation, but I don't know what happened to it. I don't know.
Damn, I ain't got shit. I'm for real.
You ain't got no soccer jersey? What's your most prized soccer jersey? You collect them?
Oh, man, I got so many. My most prized one? You know what? I'm gonna have to go with that George Campos right. jersey that he just signed for me, man.
You remember when the old throwback football and basketball jersey was out?
Nah. Oh, the baggy ones.
Yeah.
Man, I remember that.
I wish they'd come back in so I could start wearing them again. Lady Ray says, Shannon Ocho, what are two things you're looking forward to this summer? And at least one thing has to be non-work related.
This summer? I don't do nothing in the summer. I mean, I do the same thing in the summer I do in the spring, fall, and winter.
Yeah.
Smoke cigars, play video games.
We got...
That's it.
We got...
Oh! I'm taking the kids to Dubai, man. I'm tripping.
When?
In the summer. Oh. I forgot about that. So when everybody... You know, we always do our annual trip at the beginning of the summer. Right. When all the kids are home... I'm taking all the kids to Dubai. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We got some big stuff planned. I can't tell about it yet, just yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know. I cut my trip short.
Yeah. I just hope it doesn't overlap what we got scheduled.
Yeah, I'll make sure it won't. We only stand for a week.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some plans coming up. I'm gonna let y'all in on the plans. Laney Ray, hold on to that. We got some plans. We got something brewing. It's been under wraps, but it's gonna be unwrapped. Guys, thank you for joining us tonight. Please make sure you hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. And please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through Club Shay Shay, but we would greatly appreciate it if you signed up, subscribed, and listened to us through the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shay by LaPortier. Thank you even more for your patience. We pinned it at the top of the link at the top of the chat, and we're only taking pre-orders. So thank you guys for doing that. Thunder beat the Pelicans 94-92. The Clippers minus Kawhi beat the Mavericks. Jason Tatum recorded his first playoff triple-double as they beat the Miami Heat by 21, 14-94. The Bucks beat the Pacers 109-94. And that was it for us tonight. Thank you for joining us again. I am your favorite unk, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire.
We Bengals on tomorrow, Ring right?
of Fame. Yes. Ring tomorrow. Of Fame. Honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro, Liberty City's own, Chad Ocho Cinco, Mr. Rail Rosado Johnson. And we're out. See you tomorrow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.